Well, I think that the business overall is doing really well. In fact, it's better than I had hoped when we started out. But the market is pretty tough, and we need to do something to both grow our product range and keep ahead of our competitors. So what I'm thinking is that we need some kind of innovation that will really build the business. I think this is more than just getting more farmers on board. I think it's about finding new products for new customers. But to be honest, I'm not really sure how to go about this. I'm counting on our new business development consultant to bring new ideas and ways of thinking about how to go about innovating. At the same time, we can't afford to lose sight of our existing niche based on our unique Tarago catchment, soils and climate. And we've really got to keep up our reputation with our customers. But I think if we're serious about innovating, we need to start thinking big. Our directors think so too. They want me to double our production over the next 5 years. And I really think this is a big ask, because at the same time, the community around here have become really sensitive to environmental issues and the water quality of the Tarago Reservoir. And it doesn't stop here. There's lots of interest in what happens here from people on the Mornington Peninsula and Western Port regions who know their water comes from our reservoir. There is already pressure from some of these people about beef stocking rates on farms and what this means for the water quality. I understand this, but it's a case of making sure all of the farmers, including the ones who supply us with beef, do the right things. This includes fencing off paddocks properly to make sure that stock don't get too close to the water, and putting their fertiliser on at the right times so it doesn't run off. I can see that if we really want to grow a business, we will have to work closer with some of these farmers to help them do these things. In the past, we haven't built the business by getting too many people involved in our plans and strategies. But I think now, if we really are going to double production, we have no choice but to talk to people. Not only people within the business, but also those outside it who can have an impact on it one way or another. So yeah, I'm starting to think that it is not enough for just me and Peter, our finance and ops manager, to talk to some of our suppliers and come up with new ideas. What we need now is a professional innovation strategy. We have a consultant on board now who's going to help me manage this. We're going to start with setting up a meeting with our farmers and other community people to see what they think and if they will help us come up with ideas to get this business really cranking into the future. We'll also talk with our own staff from the production floor, stores and marketing. If we combine the ideas from the factory and from the farms and our community, maybe we'll really get somewhere.